Standing Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness will come to order. Madam Vice Chair.
I'm reading from the Voices of the Guard. They are homecoming poems written by soldiers and family members of the Oregon National Guard. And this one is The Best Moment. And it starts out, "The day I was awarded my Purple Heart, but that wasn't what made it so memorable. One of the guys in our unit had earned a Silver Star for valor. His name was Matthew Zedwick, and he received his Silver Star moments after I received my Purple Heart. General Chastain, he was pinning the Silver Star on Matt, and he looked Matt in the eyes and he said, 'My father earned the Silver Star in World War II. And growing up, and even to this day, he is my hero. Sergeant Sedwick, you are now on the same level as my father.' And he actually saluted Sergeant Sedwick. Officers do not salute enlisted soldiers. Sergeant Sedwick had a general saluting him. To me, that was the coolest thing that I saw." Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Colleagues, members of the public, we have a busy schedule today. Everything that's actually on the schedule has had a public hearing previously. We will take limited public testimony if there's individuals that want to speak for the bills as we go down. I do want people to note, and the agencies are aware of this, two bills were placeholder bills. That's SB 90 and SB 91. They will not be utilized. There will be no public hearing or work session for either of those bills today. Further, SB 638 as a bill number, again, SB 638, which is authorizes county body governing bodies to have volunteer coordinator ombudsmen, that bill number will not be heard today. It is deceased. However, SB 89, which was a placeholder, is now going to be the text of 638. For the public that's out there, when the amendments were done by the work group, the relating clause did not support it in the original bill, so therefore we're using SB 89 to take on the intent of SB 638. Colleagues, what we're going to do is we're going to simply walk down quickly through the schedule, all of the other bills that are here that are on for public hearing or planned for votes today. I would ask anybody that wants to testify, because this is the second round of the hearing on all of these, to limit your testimony to 2 minutes. With that, we're going to start right at the top with SB 94. Open a public hearing and work session. Council, if you would, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 94 requires local governments to plan for tsunami resilience of at-risk communities, requires rulemaking by Land Conservation and Development Commission. It was previously heard on April 7th and April 14th. It has a dash 1, dash 2, and dash 3 amendment. There is no revenue impact on the dash 1 and dash 2, an indeterminate revenue impact on the dash 3, and a fiscal statement is issued on the dash 1, dash 2, and dash 3. A referral to Ways and Means has been recommended by Legislative Fiscal Office. The dash 1 requires OEM, the Office of Emergency Management, to enter into an agreement to have heavy lift helicopters available for local government use. The dash 2 amendment is the one that directs the Oregon Homeland Security Council to identify certain energy infrastructure vulnerabilities pertaining to emergency fuel. Dash 3 amendment incorporates the dash 2, but removes the requirement for the Homeland Security Council to evaluate fuel in partnership with others that are suggested by the dash 2, and permits emergency preparedness agencies and local governments to establish partnerships to evaluate, plan, and finance alternatives. That's the public-private partnership on financing that Representative Boone testified to, that she modeled after another of her bills.
And colleagues, so you know, this is sort of a potpourri bill, and it does have a subsequent referral down to Joint Ways and Means. Mr. Stuckey, do you have comments?
Well, Chair Boquist, members of the committee, I'm Dave Stuckey, Deputy Director for the Military Department. I apologize not being here the first time this bill was heard. I was over on the House Vet side, and so I know it was a request for me to put some testimony on record. I would like to say that the dash one that we have, I think, it's a great idea. I've met with Senator Olson and some of the civilian companies over the past year in We have also participated in a helicopter consortium where we did a lot of work. We have a disaster aviation annex. We have a call when needed list that we help utilize in support with the Oregon Department of Forestry. This bill and the work that's needed to be done basically generated a concept where we needed to do a pre-event contract for some of the aviation assets. For those of you that have been a part of this, have heard this testimony before, about 85% of the heavy lift across this nation actually resides in the state of Oregon. Columbia, Ericsson, HTS, et cetera. And so these are all very, very, very important companies, a critical asset when we're dealing with a potential natural disaster like a Cascadia subduction zone eruption. And so what we wanted to do was partner with those. We have done that. We've created this pre-event contract in order to ensure that these companies can be called on a moment's notice. Oregon Department of Forestry does this on an annual basis, so we kind of just shadow them a little bit as it applies to these lists. And so I just wanted to reinforce that I think is a great idea. We're very much appreciative of Senator Olson bringing this forward. And with that, I'd like to close on the Dash 1 component.
Thank you.
Dash 2 and Dash 3, good ideas, particularly as it applies to the Homeland Security Council. We certainly had an indeterminate fiscal that we put into this. There's some things in both the Dash 1 and the Dash 2 that are just a little bit out of our subject matter expertise, whether or not that's some other state agency or potentially contracted. I just want to make certain that we'll be there to support if in fact these things move forward, and that's all I wanted to say on the 2 and the 3. So with that, I'll conclude my testimony on 94. Is there any questions, sir?
Questions, committee members?
That's the first that I heard, that maybe the Dash 2s and Dash 3s may not be pertinent to the department.
Let's hope that the Office of Homeland Security resides in the department.
Inside the Office of Emergency Management.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's kind of a strange hybrid we did for grant work back in 2005.
It did. I would, Senator Boquist and Senator Mona Sanders, I'd like to remind you the committee also that the governor of the state of Oregon has designated our adjutant general as the Oregon Homeland Security Advisor, and so there's a role that General Hokanson has as the vice chair for that committee.
Right, and I sit on that council, but in this session I don't have a clue who the other senator is.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We are actually in work session.
Chair Boquist?
And it does have, I see it, got it, go ahead.
I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 94, dated 3/4/2015.
Madam Vice Chair, Mona Sanderson moves, did you do all three?
Should I do all three?
You can do all three.
I also move the Dash 2 amendments, dated 3/27/2015, and the Dash 3 amendments, dated 4/6/2015.
Madam Vice Chair Mona Sanderson moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment, SB 94, dated 3/4/2015, Dash 2 amendment, dated 3/27/2015, Dash 3 amendment, dated 4/6/2015. Is there discussion? Either opposition? So ordered. Madam, if you would, please. And it does have a subsequent referral.
Chair Boquist, I move to adopt. I move Senate Bill 94 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Madam Vice Chair Mona Sanderson moves SB 94 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, the bill referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there further discussion? Is there opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. With that, we'll close the public hearing and work session on SB 94, and we're going to open a public hearing in work session on SB 780. Council, if you would, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 780 was previously heard last week on the 14th. It requires Department of Corrections to establish a pilot program to treat service member inmates in the Intensive Addictions Alternative Incarceration Program who have post-traumatic stress disorder. It sunsets January 2nd, 2020. There's no amendment, no revenue impact. And a fiscal statement did issue, I'm sorry, and the Legislative Fiscal Office did request a subsequent referral to Jay's Joint Ways and Means.
And so, colleagues, this does have a referral downstairs to Joint Ways and Means. I have one person signed up to testify who testified last time. Mr. Barton, do you want to testify, or do you want us to simply move the bill?
I'd like you to move the bill.
Chair Boquist.
Is that a question to me?
That's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking.
Yeah. I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman. I did have some prepared testimony that I provided in a letter form to the committee.
Good.
It is in response to the fiscal impact statement. I don't, if the committee is intent on moving the bill into the Ways and Means Committee, I don't know that my testimony would be necessary since I've already submitted it in writing.
Well, good. We have it. That is so noted. Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Boquist, I move Senate Bill 780 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves SB 780 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? Seeing none, so moved. We'll close the public hearing on SB 780 and open a public hearing on SB 869, along with a work session.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 869. It's previously heard last week on the 14th. There's no amendment. It requires the state police to create and maintain a database of specified information about Oregon schools available electronically to law enforcement entities, declares emergency effective on passage. It has no revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact, and a request for a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means.
And colleagues, just a reminder, this is a follow-up to the bill we did last time in the active shooter program. It does have a subsequent oral referral to Ways and Means.
Chair Boquist, I move Senate Bill 869 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves SB 869 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there further discussion? Is there opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. SB close the work session on SB 869 and open a public hearing and work session on SB 87. Good, please, counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 87 was previously heard on March 17th. It has three amendments, the dash one amendment, dash two, and dash three. They're not all consistent with each other. The underlying bill establishes a process to implement veterans' preference in public employment that emphasizes interviews for veteran applicants. It maintains the current civil action for unlawful employment practice, sets an operative date of March 1st, declares emergency effective on passage. The dash one would restore existing veterans' preference and interview statutes rather than the underlying bill, and moves existing definitions into an it moves around the existing definitions, creates a couple of new definitions, cleans up some of the language, and requires the Employment Department to provide training to veterans rather than the Department of Veterans Affairs. And it makes those changes explicitly prospective and removes the emergency clause. The dash 2 duplicates the dash 1, so those two are consistent with each other. And it requires a minimum of 5 veterans be interviewed and a maximum of 10%, not to exceed 10. The dash 3 does not replace the underlying content of the bill. It's consistent with the underlying content of the bill, but it includes that last bit requiring a minimum of 5 veterans be interviewed and a maximum of 10%, not to exceed 10. There's no revenue impact on any of them and a minimal fiscal on all of them.
Okay, colleagues, I had an extended discussion with the chairman of the House Veterans Committee, and the House Veterans Committee has decided that they will take on this task of finalizing a process for the state during this session. They've asked that we move SB 87 because they have no relating clause to their side. The A3 amendments is the closest one to the discussion with the chair over there. It is my intent to carry the bill on the floor if we pass it, but to move it out as the A3 so that Representative Lively and the rest of his committee can take on this issue. It is not resolved.
Chair.
She can do it either way, whatever she
okay,
wants to.
Okay, yeah. Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 4-16-2015.
Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 4-16-2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, so ordered.
Boquist, I move Senate Bill 878. Senate Bill 87 as amended without recommendation.
Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves SB 87 as amended to the floor without recommendation. You want to restate your motion with
recommendation? I sure would.
Sure.
Just a minute. Can we have a brief timeout here, just a brief, so I could talk to Senator Monis Anderson?
We'll stand in recess.
It takes a couple seconds.
B7?
Do I need to resend?
Withdraw your
I would like
motion.
To withdraw my previous motion, and is that all right?
That's fine.
Chair Boquist, I move Senate Bill 87 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves SB 87 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, any opposition? So ordered. With that, we're going to close the work session on SB 87. And I will carry. Colleagues, I did miss, I skipped one, SCR 6. Open the work session on SCR 6.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, SCR 6 was previously heard on February the 24th. It's in memoriam of Army Specialist Nicholas Welch. We heard from his father, and it was sponsored by Senator Winters. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and no subsequent referral.
Chair Boquist, I move SCR 6 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves SCR 6 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So ordered. I think. I'm looking. Senator Winters is actually the sponsor of record. We'll ask Senator Winters to do it. Would you be kind enough to back up Senator Winters if she does not carry it?
Thank you. Are you looking at me, sir?
Yes. With that, we're going to close the work session on SCR 6, and we're going to open a work session on SB work session and possible and public hearing and work session on SB 89. Council, if you would, please, since this is a changeover.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 89, as you described at the outset of the meeting, is a substitute for Senate Bill 638. One gentleman did sign up to testify on 638, even though it's not open. Okay. He might be interested in testifying on it. It was originally a placeholder. The Dash 1 amendment substitute the language from 638 into Senate Bill 89. Slightly different name for the volunteer position. Permits counties and Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to appoint volunteers to provide support services and assistance to those that ODVA serves. It describes the duties. It provides for some oversight, requires a background check and protection of client confidentiality, and it permits reimbursement for expenses and other incidentals at the county's discretion. It permits ODVA to provide some training. The prior bill, Senate Bill 638, was heard. Forgive me just a second. Previously heard on March the 10th and March the 24th. There's no revenue impact, an indeterminate fiscal, and no subsequent referral.
There is on SB 638, Mr. Corby was up to testify. We are going to move the bill. Do you still want to testify? Okay, thank you.
Chair Boquist, are we on
SB 89-1?
Okay. Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated 3/24/2015.
Madam Vice Chair moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated 3/24/2015. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? So ordered.
Chair Boquist, I move Senate Bill 89 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves SB 89 as amended to the floor with a due pass discussion, due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, so ordered. Do we need a carrier?
You do, sir.
I'll carry it. And with that, we're going to close the public hearing and work session on SB 89. And we are now dropping down to SB 432. Open a public hearing and work session on 432.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 432 reiterates that funds held in the emergency communications account must be used for purposes described, require statutory change during a fiscal emergency to deviate from purposes described, and declares an emergency effective on passage. There's no amendment. This measure was previously heard February 24th. Has no revenue impact. A fiscal statement issued that was indeterminate, and there was a request from LFO for a referral to Joint Ways and Means.
Okay. I'm still digging through my files here. We're moving too quickly. And this does not have an amendment, right?
That's correct. You did have a statement you wanted to add, however.
Yeah. Colleagues, if you'll recall, on this bill, I sent out an email so you'd know. In the referral, if it moves out down to Joint Ways and Means, I will be adding the statement, the retention of funds in the 911 account is critical to establishing fund balance to allow 21st century response and location upgrades and enabling life-saving responses among the consolidation, along with the consolidation of over 40 911 centers. This enables future cost savings. We're really simply alerting Joint Ways and Means. And so we're in a work session.
Senator Boquist, I move Senate Bill 432 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Madam Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves SB 432 to the floor with a due pass recommendation be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion?
Yes. I will be a no, not only as a signal to the Joint Ways and Means Committee that that I think we should send it down to Joint Ways and Means, because I truly believe our 911 emergency communications systems really need to be updated. But again, I truly have a lot of respect for the Ways and Means process, and I don't like seeing committees telling Ways and Means how to spend the money so prescriptive as this bill does.
Further discussion?
Stand at ease.
We stand at ease momentarily. Discussion in regards to the motion from Madam Vice Chair. Is there other opposition? Just for the record, please note that the Vice Chair was a no vote. With that, the bill will move to Joint Committee on Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on SB 432, and we're going to open a work session on SB 434, along with the public hearing.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 434 is previously heard on February 24th, March 3rd, March 10th. It exempts from taxation up to $60,000 of the assessed value of home or personal property of veterans with service-connected disabilities of 100%, extends property tax exemptions to surviving spouses who remarry the first time at age 57 or older. There was a Dash 1 amendment that removed the extension of the exemption to the surviving spouses who remarry for the first time after age of 56. That is returning to the current standard with regard to surviving spouses. There was a light revenue statement that issued and a minimal fiscal impact due to the finance and revenue subsequent referral on this measure.
Okay, colleagues, this bill previously had a public hearing. I see that Wayne Harvey has signed up to testify. If he still wants to testify, you want to testify? Please. We're in a public hearing, a work session. The bill by previous referral will go to finance and revenue, but be happy to take your testimony.
Thank you. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Wayne Harvey. I am the current chairman of the United Veterans Groups of Oregon, the UVGO, and the president of the Retired Enlisted Association. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. I just wanted to encourage the committee to move the bill forward with a due pass recommendation to alleviate some of the burden on the veterans and that are 100% disabled and their surviving spouses in the tax code. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any questions?
Chair Boquist?
Hold on here.
Okay.
The main bill is as is, right? She's going to move the main bill. You have the fiscal. Do you have the fiscal and the revenue on the main bill, right?
Oh, Mr. Chair, that's what I prepared. Members of the committee, I was informing the chair that I failed to prepare the Dash 1 amendments, but the motion and the subsequent referral are on the underlying measure, and I did state the record accurately on the underlying measure,
okay,
but not the amendment.
Okay, ma'am.
So, again, remind me what the Dash 1s do.
They revert to current statutory scheme with regard to surviving spouses who remarry, so that it would treat them the same. They wouldn't get the extension, the third tier of property exemption that's available.
Okay. Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 434.
Okay, we need a suspension of rules, right?
We'd have to suspend the rules. Motion to suspend the rules.
Oh, okay. First of all, let me withdraw that motion to adopt the Dash 1 amendments. And Chair Boquist, I would like to suspend the rules so that we could consider the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 434 without
Chair.
Right. Because we don't have
the
fiscal and revenue.
Vice Chair Monis Anderson has moved to suspend the rules because we don't have the appropriate fiscal and revenue statements that were required. Is there opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. We anticipated this. At least the legislative director in the president's office did and gave us instructions. So,
Senator Boquist, I am moved to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 434.
Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 434.
Four.
Is there discussion? Is or opposition. So order, would you please?
Chair Boquist, I move Senate Bill 434 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to, is that Ways and Means or
Finance
and Revenue.
Madam Vice Chair, Mona Sanders moves SB 434 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The bill be referred to the Committee on Finance and Revenue by prior reference. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? So ordered.
Again, my apologies to the committee. It just got by me.
Well, that's why we have that other rule. With that, we'll close the work session on 434. We'll open the last work session, which is on SB 775.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 775 was previously heard on April the 7th, has a dash one amendment that makes a very slight difference to applicability. This is the one that makes pre-disaster measures taken to improve resilience inadmissible as evidence of negligence. It declares emergency is effective on passage. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and no subsequent referral.
Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 4/16/2015.
Vice Chair Mona Sanders moves to adopt the dash one amendment stated 4/16/2015. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? So ordered.
Boquist, I move Senate Bill 775 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair Mona Sanders moves SB 775 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? Then so ordered. I'll carry the bill. Senator Courtney, would you be interested in carrying SB 89? I think you volunteered for that.
Yes, I'll do that. If you want me to. Yeah.
If you'll just reflect on the record that the good senator will carry SB 89, he volunteered for it in between. And with that, we'll close the final work session. And colleagues, we are done for another week.
Thank you.
Done for another week.